afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on this Monday on Bolt Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at boltfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, not a bad day out there. Plenty of sunshine. Temperatures have been hanging around in the upper 30s throughout much of the day. And today, a little bit later on, in fact, today, we officially go from winter to spring. Does that mean we're going to start getting warmer, get rid of the snow? Well, to find out what to expect, at least early this week, we're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, yep, coming up in just a couple of hours, it'll be officially spring, and maybe we can get rid of some of the snow.
We're almost there. Yeah, we'll officially start spring this afternoon, but as far as getting rid of the snow, not exactly. A little more snow on the way, in fact, as we look ahead to Tuesday. This afternoon, not bad. Cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s, northeast winds at 5 to 10. A little bit of snow developing late tonight, a low of 21 degrees, northeast winds at 5 to 10. Dusting of snowfall Tuesday, might see an inch in a few spots, high around 34 degrees with east winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday, a mix of rain and snow with warmer temperatures, high around 44 degrees. That's actually a degree or two above average for this time of year. Look for breezy southwest winds. Thursday, chance of light snow with a high temperature of 39. Friday, snow showers and flurries ending, high of 40. And Saturday looks partly sunny, high of 44. Chance of rain and a couple of snowflakes Sunday with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the Weatherology Weather Center.
As we get to April pretty soon here, the next week and a half, we got to get rid of some of those snow flurries that we keep hearing about in your forecast. Again, if we just get around normal, it's not going to take too long once we do get to normal and then past that here in the next few weeks to get rid of the snow, will it?
No, it'll melt off fairly quickly once we get those normal temperatures. Like I said, usual high is around 41 degrees, and we'll start to flirt with that. Like I said, we'll be a little above that on Wednesday and then cooling off just a touch Thursday. So more days around average will start to put an end to that snow. But again, this time of year, we always have the potential to add to it a little bit more. One or two strong storm systems with some cold air is all we need to get more snow and add to that snowpack. But in general, I think we're through the worst of it now.
That's good to hear. All right, thanks again for the info. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau, it's a nice final few minutes of winter. It's a good afternoon. Fair skies, temperature stands at 41 degrees. Again, right around normal for this time of year. The winds are calm, so no wind chill factor to speak of. The dew point, 20 degrees. Relative humidity of 43%. The barometer at 29.92 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. In fact, for those of you wanting to officially count down when winter ends and spring begins, the official moment that spring does begin is at 4:24 p.m. So 1 hour and 14 minutes from now, spring officially starts. And boy, is that good news or what? That also means that the 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. As we are right at the start of spring, days will be getting longer. They'll keep getting longer until the first day of summer, and then the days will start to get shorter again. Basically, from the first day of winter until the first day of summer is where the days get longer and longer and longer. So hopefully we are going to get an opportunity to start spending some time outdoors. Just finished up our winter high school sports coverage, and one of the nice things about getting into spring sports is being outside. I spent a lot of time in ice arenas and in gyms and very little time outside, and really don't want to spend a lot of time outside during the course of the winter, but it's great to be out, have the sun, have it be 65, 70, 75 degrees, and enjoy some outdoor sports activities. And once the snow gets away, then we'll start to look forward to having some high school baseball and softball here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to recap what happened at the State Boys Basketball Tournament this weekend in Madison. It was a lot of fun. I got a chance to broadcast the Newman Catholic Cardinals in a pair of games, one on Friday, one on Saturday at the D5 State Tournament. And we'll hear some comments from Coach Jeff Waldvogel and a couple of players as Newman did something they had never done before. They win a state championship. So we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Also, a quick note that, again, tomorrow night, make sure you tune in. From 6 until 7, the one and only joint appearance of the two candidates for the state Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz and Daniel Kelly, their one and only joint appearance. You can hear that debate. We'll put debate in quotes live right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO, starting with the 6 p.m. I was going to say the pregame show. I've still got that sports on my mind. But I don't think there'll be a pregame show for the debate tomorrow night. But 6 until 7, Janet Protasiewicz and Daniel Kelly right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back with more. It is 3:12. Glad you could join me. Start of another work week. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. We'll be talking winter high school sports. We'll take a look at what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball and boys and girls hockey, plus special guests. Each week, we'll be joined by one of our area high school coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. It's nothing but high school sports for 2 hours each Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for the best in high school sports coverage. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Radio 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Just heard a promo for our Big High School Sports Show. Kind of sad. This Wednesday from 6 till 8 will be our final Big High School Sports Show of the season. We always do it from the start of the fall high school sports season right through the end of the winter high school sports season. And starts in mid-August and comes to an end in the latter parts of March. And we will have some special guests and put the finishing touches on what's been a lot of fun. Again, it's always so wonderful to talk to student-athletes from the Central Wisconsin area, talk to coaches, and put a spotlight on our high school sports teams and athletes each Wednesday here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. But coming up on Wednesday of this evening, we'll look back at the state boys basketball tournament, including the state championship won by Newman Catholic. We will be talking to Mark Miller from Wisports.net, their lead boys basketball writer, talk about the state tournament. We'll have him at about 6:20 on Wednesday evening. Also, at 7 o'clock, we'll be talking to Mason Prey from the Newman Cardinals. He was one of the big reasons for Newman Catholic earning that state championship. In fact, today, the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association announced their all-state teams, and Mason Prey was named first-team all-state in Division 5. So we'll talk to Mason Prey about that and winning a state championship at 7 o'clock. at 7:20, we're going to talk to a guy that knows Newman basketball history. That's Dan Witter. Dan Witter right now is the head basketball coach at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. He's been at Wisconsin Rapids for a couple of decades, but before that, he was a very successful coach at Newman Catholic. In fact, he's a graduate of Newman Catholic. He took Newman boys basketball to a couple of state championship games when they were part of WISA in the 1990s. And again, just a great source of knowledge when it comes to high school basketball, especially on the Newman side of the history of Newman Cardinal basketball. So we'll talk to Dan Witter as well at 7:20, and perhaps another guest we're trying to line up as well. So it's going to be a full slate of guests, a full slate of talk, and we'll talk about me and Jeff Grass, my co-host, will talk about some of the highlights of the winter sports season as we wrap things up. So again, please join us, our final big high school sports show of the season, Wednesday night from 6 until 8, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Also here in Wausau, what a great weekend it was in terms of a national event coming into town. The USA Curling, the national organization for curling in the United States of America, USA Curling, held their club national championships right here in Wausau this weekend. It started on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In the end, the Politano rink from Ardsley, New York, won the women's competition, and the Mansell rink from Denver, Colorado, won the men's competition at the USA Curling 2023 National Club Championships, which were held at the Wausau Curling Center. The Politano rink defeated the Swiss Helm rink from Detroit 8-4 and completed a 6-2 record for the four-day tournament and taking home the gold medal. Also, in terms of the men's side, the Mansell rink defeated a Wisconsin team, the Award rink from Eau Claire, in a tight one, 5-3, to go undefeated throughout the tournament and claim the gold. But the big story is not about who won and who lost, but it again shows what we are able to do here in Central Wisconsin. It's just fantastic when Central Wisconsin is able to get an event like this, a national event at a beautiful facility, the Wausau Curling Club facility. And according to the club, it was packed. It was just a fantastic event. 24 men's and 24 women's teams competed in, actually 24 men's and women's teams, 12 on each side, competed in the tournament. And stands, according to the Wausau Curling Club, were full of fans every day at the competition. Wausau Curling Club president Kim Susans said an 8-end thank you to our volunteers, sponsors, fans, USA Curling, our competitors, and especially our Wausau host club teams. She said, I think everybody had fun on and off the ice. It was definitely good curling. Officials from USA Curling added their congratulations and thanks to the Wausau Club and community. So, again, it was just terrific. I didn't have a lot of time over the weekend to watch because I knew somebody involved in the streaming. It was streamed live on Wausau Area Access Media, and I'm sure it was a professional run on that. I'm going to watch some of the replays, see how it looked. But again, everybody from top to bottom, and I had a chance to talk to, April Rosemurgy last week in the run-up to this event, but it was done in a very professional way, and that's what you have to do. You get this opportunity, and I would be shocked if we don't see another major event with the USA Curling coming to Wausau sometime in the near future. But Wausau has proven to be very, I think, capable of holding some of these major events. And of course, we always have the Badger State Games during the summer and the winter, which is, you know, in different areas. They're not all held in Wausau. They're not all done in one weekend. They're split up numerous weekends involved in it. But Wausau's really done, I think, a nice job. And it's so important to be able to get an event like this. I mean, you think about the amount of money that comes in for the tourism. It helps our local economy. It helps local business. It helps everybody involved here in Wausau when you have an event like this. And it certainly does big things when you're able to roll out the welcome act, welcome mat for USA Curling, and to be able to show Wausau at its best. And I'm going to talk, actually, I should mention, I haven't mentioned today, tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. Katie will be joining us again tomorrow, and we'll be talking to her about a whole bunch of issues, but I want to talk to her about something like this. What does it mean to the city of Wausau to have a national event where folks come in from, you know, we heard it, from Alaska, from Arizona, from California, from Points East, Detroit, as we saw in the finals. So we're going to talk about that. What are the positive aspects? How much of a boost do we get here in central Wisconsin when we do hold an event like this this past weekend? So we'll talk about that. Also going to talk about some other issues. And, of course, I think I haven't had Mayor Rosenberg on since we heard a couple of weeks ago about some of the anti-Semitic mailings that were dropped off in one of the Wausau neighborhoods. I want to find out what's going on with that. Are we looking further into that to make sure it does not happen again? What does it mean? How has the response been? So we'll talk about that. And also one aspect I want to talk about a bit is roads. We hear the governor, Tony Evers, talk about he's fixing the damn roads. If you come by our station here on East Wausau Avenue, the roads are terrible. I want to find out what's going on with that because I think that it's still a problem. It was a problem under Scotty Walker, and I think despite the number of roads that have been fixed, it's still an issue. We cannot fall asleep on that issue, and I want to kind of delve into that. How do we go about getting the road right in front of our building fixed? Because it is. It's really, I hold my breath when I drive down that road every day, when I come to work in the morning, when I leave in the evening. So we're going to talk about that. So lots to talk about with Katie Rosenberg tomorrow on the program. And I got to go back at my calendar. I left my little note there. I can't remember if it's the 2:15 slot or a 3:15 slot. After we take our news break at the bottom of the hour, I'll come back and let you know where we stand in terms of the exact time. Always fun to talk to Mayor Rosenberg as well. So Mayor Katie Rosenberg will be our guest tomorrow here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 12:30. And again, I will let you know exactly what time coming up in just a few minutes. Also, speaking of Scott Walker, real quickly before we do take that news break, word came out, Dan Schaefer, of course, of the recombobulation area, put out a tweet of a story on the Journal Sentinel. Scott Walker will not challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2024. And why won't Scott Walker challenge Senator Baldwin? There's plenty of good reasons why you wouldn't do it. And there's plenty of silly reasons. And, of course, Scott Walker, being Scott Walker, gave a silly reason. Walker said, quote, "I would be bored as a senator." I guess Scotty doesn't think he could cause enough damage as a senator, not being an executive. But Scott Walker will not be running for the U.S. Senate. Unfortunately, I do think that it may not be this coming election cycle, maybe not even the cycle after that, but I don't think we have seen the last of Scott Walker. And that's a scary thought, isn't it? Who will run for the Republicans? It's really been interesting. Have not heard a lot. Representative Gallagher, who is the United States representative over in the eastern part of the state, there's been some rumbles maybe he would run, but would he give up a what's considered a pretty safe seat to do it? I don't know. And then, according to Dan Schaefer, he said, if Gallagher doesn't run, that GOP bench is in rough shape. And he added, their current options are David Clark, of course, the former Milwaukee County Sheriff, and random CEO from Franklin. So, again, somebody's going to throw it in there pretty quickly, I would think, at some point. But it's not going to be easy. I tell you, Tammy Baldwin is a terrific politician. She has done a great job in terms of not only solidifying her base, she does reach out. She does work with those who may not always agree with her politically. And I think that helps in terms of not getting some vitriol towards her in these election races. So, again, I think it's going to be very interesting to see ultimately who decides to throw their hat in the ring on the GOP side. Are we going to see numerous GOP candidates? Will we see a primary like we saw for the gubernatorial race last year, where we had the former lieutenant governor, Rebecca Clayfish, go up against Tim Michaels? Or will there be just one really solid Republican who can coalesce the entire party around him or her and then go up against Senator Baldwin? So, again, it'll be something to keep an eye on the rest of 2023. We will have a news update coming up and then more to come here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Chad Holmes back with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Time is 3:33, fair skies and 41 degrees in Wausau. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 9, then a slight chance of snow between 9 p.m. and midnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 21. Tomorrow, a chance of snow mainly after 1 p.m., otherwise cloudy and a high near 34. And Wednesday, rain and snow showers before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers and a high near 44. Again, right now, fair skies and 41 degrees in Wausau. And again, I checked out my schedule. Tomorrow, Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau will be joining me here in studio at 3:15. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 3:15. Mayor Katie Rosenberg joining us here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Well, over the weekend, I was down in Madison. It was cold, I tell you, both Friday and Saturday when I was walking from the parking area to the Kohl Center to get ready for the broadcast. It was frigid for this time of year. It was the wind was blowing. It was temperature in the 20s. We are ready for spring. Again, coming up at 4:24, it will be the start of spring here in everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. But again, it was cold, but it was a lot of fun to be down in Madison for the Newman Catholic Cardinals in the Division V state championships. They won on Friday, defeating Royal in the state semifinals. And then on Saturday, it was the state championship game, and the Newman Cardinals were able to earn themselves a little history. Again, never have they done it previously, but the Newman Cardinals able to finally earn a WIAA state basketball championship as they were able to finish off the McDonald Max, and we were thrilled to be there. The finish off the season as we had Newman Cardinal basketball all season long here on Bull Falls Radio, but here's how it wrapped up on Saturday afternoon.
Down to 8, and the celebration will truly begin, and the Newman Cardinals are state champions, 66-54 over the McDonald Max. And the Cardinals will celebrate 27 wins, 4 losses, and the state title for the Newman Catholic Cardinals.
Cardinals did a lot of their heavy lifting in that game in the first half, and first year as the head coach and winning a state championship, Jeff Waldvogel said in the post game that basically it was made some shots early, and the Cardinals just made more shots than McDonald, but getting those early shots to drop was big in terms of building what would be a 14-point halftime lead.
It was a game that we played extremely well from start to finish. About 6 minutes ago in the first half, we made a really great surge. And that surge was really important to us because the guy to my left, the guy to my right, Isaac Jackson, they all had hit some threes in this game. And we needed for everybody to see the ball go through the basket. Then at halftime, of course, we knew they were going to come back and make a run at us. The good news is we kept fighting. When they made some baskets to get close, and I believe they got it down to 2, We came down and we got a quick basket underneath. We got a stop and we came down and scored again. Those plays were really important. They happened because of this great defense. This team played great defense this whole game, and that's why today Newman Catholic is the state champs, taking the gold ball back to Wausau.
And Jeff Waldvogel was a graduate as well of Newman Catholic High School, played basketball at Newman Catholic, and became the head coach of the Cardinals pretty late in the cycle before the start of the season. But obviously having that history with himself and his family, then to take this team and win a state title made it extra special.
It's special for me. My father graduated from Newman, and he was a three-sport athlete. I went to Newman. My brothers and or other family members played for Newman. We never got to this level in competition. I know my dad smiling above. He watched this game.
A couple of players that were huge for the Cards on Saturday throughout the season, Connor Croc and Mason Prey. They joined the coach in the post-game press conference. And Connor Croc has become Mr. Big Play for Newman Catholic. He was the quarterback and also the top defender, one of the top defenders as well for the Cardinals during their state championship football season. And he had a huge game when the Cardinals won the 8-player state championship in the fall. And he had a monster game on Saturday, leading the way with 21 points, including multiple 3-point field goals. And he was asked to compare winning a state championship on the gridiron back in the fall, and in fact, two in a row on the gridiron, and then winning the state boys basketball championship in Madison on Saturday.
Yeah, this one's a little different. On the court, different than the field. It's, you know, 70 degrees in here rather than 30 on the field. But, you know, it's a great feeling because it's a different band of brothers because, you know, Mason and Isaac don't necessarily play football. So I didn't get that experience with them, and I've been playing with them since third grade. So it really does. It means the most because it's a completely different feeling. But those football ones did prepare me for this moment.
Also, Croc talked about the 3-point field goals. He himself was hot from behind the arc, but it wasn't just him. In fact, for the game, 3-point field goals was one of the big factors for Newman in winning that basketball game. Newman hit on 10 of 22 from behind the arc in that victory. And just it was really spread around nicely, Connor talked about.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily known for shooting the 3-ball, but today happened to be my day. And that's a great feeling because if it's going in, it's going in. But overall, our team, we do a great job in practice. Coach has us get a lot of shots up. You know, in warm-ups, he's making sure we're getting all our shots up, especially since it's different at the Kohl Center. But overall, Coach preached it all year that, you know, we work inside and then outside will be wide open, and we hit those shots, and it proved to be the factor in this game.
As I said, Connor Croc has been around some big games. Big on the gridiron, big on the hardwood, 3 state championships now between football and basketball, and also, again, just playing exceptionally well in those big games, in those championship games. What allows him to be able to step up when the bright lights are out there?
Yeah, first off, it goes to my coaches and my teammates because without their confidence in me, I don't have anything. And Coach has great confidence in me. If I'm open, I'm able to shoot one. If it goes in, keep shooting it. But overall, my teammates do a great job of finding me if I'm hot. And we're able to, you know, work well as a team. But those past experiences have definitely helped me prepare for this moment. And what gets me amped is winning because I'm a competitive guy. And that goes from gym class to, you know, the WIA state tournament. I'm going to try and win, play the hardest I can. And, you know, today it happened to be enough.
And he's done a lot of winning the last 2 years during the course of the high school football season, undefeated, going all the way to win state championships both in 2021 and 2022 with no setbacks. And this Cardinal boys basketball team in a very challenging Merrillwood Conference South Division, also a very challenging non-conference schedule to go 27-4 and basically win by a pretty good margin in each of their playoff games. So Connor Croc has not seen much other than winning over the last couple of years. Also, Mason Prey. Mason Prey, a 4-year starter, started as a freshman. This group of seniors is an all-senior starting lineup, and many of them played 4 years. Many of them were involved in that freshman year when the Cardinals were only 5-17. They won five games total during the freshman season. And 5-17, lost their first playoff game over in Rib Lake. I remember doing that game. It was not a fun night. It was a long grind. It was a long climb to climb the hill to a state championship. And three different coaches for these seniors. They had three coaches. One is a freshman, and then another coach for their sophomore and junior years, and then the third coach, Jeff Waldvogel, for their senior year. And Mason Prey said that it's not easy. It was not easy not knowing exactly what the coaching situation was going to be going into this final year.
Hasn't really hit me yet, but I'm just really, really thankful. You know, coach came in, didn't really know who our coach was going to be until, you know, late in the off season. So, you know, obviously those guys were playing football, but me and Isaac were a little worried because, you know, we were working out every day. But, you know, coach came in and, you know, he saw this group of seniors and he realized how close we were and he just did a fantastic job. So I'm really, really grateful right now.
Waldvogel was also asked during the press conference, so how he was able to come in late during the off season and then bring this veteran group together. Again, a lot of veterans within this crew. A lot of winning the last couple of years, some disappointment in the playoffs, but how was he able to come in and bring everyone together and get them going in the same direction that ultimately led to the Kohl Center in this championship?
I was lucky. This is a really accepting group. Without these guys accepting the coaching that we did, we changed a lot of things. It was real simple to bring this team together. These guys have played together since third grade, and it's always been a dream of theirs to play at the state tournament, and I'm excited that I was able to be the coach of the team that came down here and played at the state tournament.
Mason Prey today was named All-State in Division V. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association announced their All-State team for D5. Mason Prey made it. Honorable mention to Isaac Seidel and also to Connor Croc. But Friday, it was a tough semifinal for Mason Prey. The all-time leading scorer for Pneuma Catholic held to single digits with just 8 points. And could tell broadcasting the game, it was a frustrating day for Mason. He said it was frustrating, but the teammates picked them up.
Yeah, definitely a little frustration, but what's so special about this group is that, you know, everyone on the team can play, especially our seven seniors. Like yesterday, Isaac obviously had a big game. He had 25. That's just, you know, night in, night out, anyone is capable of doing that. Like today, obviously, Connor had probably the biggest game of his life on the biggest stage, so just incredible. And today, you know, I just, you know, had a little anger in my mind, so I just let it all out there. We knew it was going to be our last game no matter what, and you know, we wanted to be happy leaving the court.
And for this group of Pneuma Catholic seniors, they did have a lot of success previously, both as sophomores and juniors. Both years it felt like they had an opportunity to make it to the state tournament, but suffered disappointing playoff losses. Back a couple of years ago, lost a regional final at home to Prentice. Again, it was a big upset loss a year ago. They made it to the sectional semifinals, but did not play well in a loss against Columbus Catholic. But this year it did all come together. And after disappointing playoff results, Coach Waldvogel said it all came together this year.
And to me, the memories of playing, having these guys get to the Kohl Center, I knew it was a goal of theirs from the beginning. Like Mason said, I didn't know any of these guys, but I knew that there was a really nice team at Newman coming back. And to be able to share this experience with them speaks volumes and will lay the foundation for future teams.
27 wins, 4 losses for the Pneuma Cardinals. Congratulations to everybody involved with Pneuma Catholic High School basketball, from Coach Waldvogel to the players, to the athletic department, to the families involved, and everybody. It was a lot of fun broadcasting their games down the stretch, taking them right down to the state tournament, and seeing those two victories and seeing the celebration on Saturday at the Kohl Center. If you missed those broadcasts, in fact, if you missed any of our high school sports broadcasts during the season here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, you can go to our website, bowfallsradio.com, click on sports, and we got logos, we got our big high school sports show, we got Wausau West, Pneuma Catholic, and Marathon. Whatever you're looking for, just click on the logo and you'll be able to go back and relive. So click on that Pneuma Catholic logo and you can hear our broadcast from the state tournament. Both Friday, the the state semifinal victory over Royal, and then on Saturday, that big 12-point win over McDonald Central to earn the Division 5 state championship. The time is 3:47. I'm Chad Holmes. More to come here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 at 12:30. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. It is March the 20th. Again, we are counting out. What is it now? 32 minutes away from the official start of spring at 4:24. It is day number 79 of 2023. There are 286 days left in the year. Time for our daily history lesson. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history. In 1413, England's King Henry IV died. He was succeeded by Henry V. On this date in 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte returned to Paris after escaping his exile on Elba, beginning his 100 days rule. On this date in 1852, Harriet Beecher Stowe's influential novel about slavery, Uncle Tom's Cabin, was first published in book form after being serialized. On this date 2 years after that, on this date, 1854, the Republican Party of the United States was founded by slavery opponents at a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. So when the Republican Party was founded, it was founded by a bunch of liberals. Whenever Republicans these days talk about, oh, Democrats were the ones that were behind slavery. Well, yeah, but the conservative party in the 1850s and 1860s were the Democrats. The liberal party was the Republicans. People need to learn their history. Those people that are the most conservative, that are trying their best to push racist policies, are the ones that constantly, well, the Republicans are the ones that freed the slaves. The liberals freed the slaves. On this date in 1952, the U.S. Senate ratified 66-10, a security treaty with Japan. On this date in 1954, the first newspaper vending machine used was in Columbia, Pennsylvania. On this date in 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. On this date in 1976, kidnapped newspaper heiress Patricia Hearst was convicted of armed robbery for her part in a San Francisco bank holdup carried out by the Symbionese Liberation Army. Hearst was sentenced to 7 years in prison. She was released after serving 22 months and was pardoned in 2001 by President Bill Clinton. On this date in 1995 in Tokyo, 12 people were killed, more than 5,500 others sickened when packages containing the deadly chemical sarin were leaked on 5 separate subway trains by Omi Shinriko cult members. On this date in 2014, President Barack Obama ordered economic sanctions against nearly 24 members of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle and a major bank that provided them support, raising the stakes in an east-west showdown over Ukraine. 1 year ago today, Ukrainian authorities said Russia's military bombed an art school sheltering about 400 people in the port city of Mariupol, where refugees described how battles took place over every street in weeks into a devastating siege. Some famous people celebrating birthdays today. Actor Hal Linden. He was Barney Miller and has had a long and storied career. Hal Linden turning 92 years old today. Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney is 84. Basketball Hall of Fame coach Pat Riley. He's won championships both with the Lakers and the Heat. Was also a player with the Lakers. Pat Riley turning 78 years old today. Hockey Hall of Famer Bobby Orr turns 75 years old today. Rock musician Carl Palmer, best known as the drummer for Emerson, Lake & Palmer, was also a drummer with the rock supergroup Asia. Carl Palmer turned 73 years old today. Musician Jimmy Vaughn turned 72. Actor Amy Aquino is 66, also turning 66. Movie director Spike Lee. Actor Holly Hunter turning 65 years old today. Actor, model, designer Kathy Ireland turning 60 years old today. Actor Michael Rapaport is 53 years old today. Also celebrating birthdays today, Saturday Night Live cast member, comedian actor Mikey Day. He turns 43 years old today. Rock musician Nick Wheeler of the All-American Rejects turning 41 years old today. Also celebrating a birthday today is actor Ruby Rose, who turns 37. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. But don't forget tomorrow, joining us at 3:15 will be Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg. Yep, Mayor Rosenberg making her monthly visit tomorrow at 3:15 right here on this program. And don't forget tomorrow night as well, the only joint appearance between the two candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Judge Janet Protasiewicz and former Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly. That will be from 6 until 7, and you can hear it live right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, that's going to wrap things up here for this Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Glad you could join us. Stick around. Coming up from 4 till 6, Mike and Dom, the Devil's Advocates, right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Call me a joker, call me a